always.
So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Daphna, and I'm going to be your interviewer. And what is your name?
Marisa Anderson Smith.
Yes. Nice to meet you again. So, how long have you lived in Oakland, and what part of Oakland?
Interesting that you ask that. Let's see. I've lived in Oakland for about... Daphne, I would say, gosh, I'm thinking about it right now. A very long time.
Yes.
I would say that I've been living in Oakland probably since I was 45.
All your life.
45 years.
Right.
I think I came over probably when I was 3.
Right.
I'm native from San Francisco.
Right.
Yes. Never really thought about that.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that because Lorna's the oldest.
Lenore.
Uh-huh. Old, sorry. And I know you guys were really little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, who are you? How do you see yourself as a woman? What do you do?
Well, what do I do? How do I see myself as a woman? I see myself as a proud African-American Oakland woman. Someone that takes a lot of pride in myself is what Oakland is all about, to growing up in Oakland. I consider myself as I wouldn't say an activist.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I promote, I really believe in being of service to my community. I'm a Girl Scout leader. I think I've been a Girl Scout leader for about 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
She was a Cub Scout leader.
I helped my husband, who was also leading Boy Scouts at Allen Temple. So he's been doing it the same time as myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am a full-time mom.
Oh, nice.
Full-time meaning that I'm there to help manage the household and my kids and everything else.
Right.
What more else could I say? I'm gonna have to think about that some more.
Okay, well, we could go on. So, how did you arrive where you are today? I mean, your journey to Marisa 2015 with twins and a 16-year-old son.
And how did I arrive as far as my family?
Yeah. And it just in your work in the community, how you serve the Cub Scouts and or help with the Cub Scouts and lead the Girl Scouts. And
very good question, right. Daphne. I would say that I came to work in the financial industry,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up working for Provident Credit Union,
mm-hmm.
and in turn, my manager, Carol, who worked for Provident, was also, as I did not know, but she was also managing another credit union, Allen Temple Credit Union,
okay.
and when she was ready for my leadership, I was able to become their assistant manager. So that was part of my first initial contact with the being part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little young then and not really knowing a lot about African American history.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just such a wonderful experience. And then in that, they had a Girl Scout troop there.
Oh.
And the Girl Scout troop traveled to Paris. And that really touched my heart.
Right.
So I was single and not married at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I had children of my own, I wanted them to be a part of scouting.
Okay.
Because at Allen Temple, they were doing such great things, okay. with the kids and in the community.
Admirable.
Yeah, and so also at Allen Temple, I taught people how to be financially savvy and to help them with their credit worthiness and how to save money. And I started a credit union credit card there at Allen Temple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
And so... yeah, when I left Allen Temple, I had a baby. You know, I got married, of course, and had a baby. And I really wanted to be home with my children. My mother was home with us at a short period of time, and that really touched my heart with her being there. I felt a sense of loss when she went back to work. So I really wanted to be there for my kids. So that's what led me to be where I am now.
It was a blessing you were able to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Not every, mother can be there.
I feel blessed every day.
Yes. So, one of the things that we really want to talk about today that's affecting our beautiful city is gentrification. So, what does gentrification mean to you?
Gentrification means to me the changes in our unique diversity in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is the change in, I just can't imagine, to be honest with you, Daphne, my kids growing up and not really seeing a lot of their friends growing up.
Right.
Last week I went to the Laurel Center where we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And ran into a classmate from middle school that I hadn't seen in a long time.
Right.
And I was patronizing the businesses in Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Everett and Jones was not always there where
right.
we were, but I was patronizing a black business.
Right.
I remember growing up and seeing black businesses,
mm-hmm.
whereas that we don't have a lot of storefronts anymore.
No.
We have businesses,
right.
but we don't have storefronts anymore. So that's touching upon my heart greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing it's nice to have people come in and be able to buy the homes and have that residual income to fix up the homes.
Right.
But then there's a big divide and separation.
Right.
So that's very disconcerting to me.
Right.
I'm concerned about my children. Although my husband and I own property,
mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about how are they going to be able to live in Oakland.
Right.
I've seen it happen in San Francisco
mm-hmm.
firsthand as a child.
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents' property in San Francisco was Pacific Heights. People of color are not able to buy there anymore.
Right.
It's too expensive. You have to have deep pockets to
right.
go there. So I kind of understand the process of mm-hmm. gentrification and seeing and then learning about white flight and the history and how everything is being reversed.
Right.
So it's pretty sad to me how it's affecting our community as far as our churches. When people are pushed out and
yes.
they have to move to Pittsburgh,
right.
and that's their church home.
Right.
And then also to know the history of what the churches have provided our communities
mm-hmm.
and how they don't really have out elsewhere.
Right.
Or when we have services here in the Bay Area versus to when they move to Antioch
mm-hmm.
and those services aren't available.
Right.
So me seeing that and understanding it and maturing it at the age that I am and to see that it's just wow.
Right.
Is sad to me. I mean, it's nice to see Oakland up and up.
Right.
But what's gonna happen to the culture of Oakland?
Exactly.
The uniqueness of Oakland.
Right. Right. Yes, that's a good question.
What's
gonna happen?
You know what too, to be honest mm-hmm. with you, even moving driving here from my house down here. And I see how things are like, the neighborhoods, how they were created. Oh, thank you. How they were created, our neighborhoods,
right.
what we consider the ghetto.
Right.
Ghetto is, sometimes people think of it as a very negative connotation,
right.
whereas in other countries it just as well was the ghetto.
Right. They didn't call it that.
Right.
But it's,
right.
It's worse.
Right, so constant, it's just a shame to me. Just like we live by the zoo,
uh-huh.
Foothill Square opened mm-hmm. a grocery store
yes.
and a bank, and I told my kids, I said, this was not for the community.
Mm-hmm.
This is not for the community that was here, that is here. This is for the demographics that's changing now, which is just shame.
Right.
And then my kids in school telling me about. What was that? Food desert.
Oh, yeah.
That where we live is a food desert.
Oh, yeah.
When it was really a...
Right. It's dry. It's no...
Pound.
No,
look, right. Asterisk and everything.
Right.
Shame.
Right.
you know, when we talk about sometimes when I say don't look down on someone that looks a certain way.
Right.
Because you know what? Just like here at EOIDC, fresh food, teaching people how to eat a little bit more healthier.
Exactly.
You know, but then again, even though when we, you know, years ago, when we knew how to cultivate our land and grow stuff, we still have that. Right. We did too.
Right, yeah, right in our backyard. Yeah.
Right, but we kind of lost that, and we have to make sure, you know, this is God's creation here. Those seeds produce a lot.
Exactly.
But, you know, you don't have to have a lot of land.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. You don't. You don't have to have much land at all. You can even do it in apartments. You can get raised beds. And,
grow on your walls or from your ceiling.
Right.
Right.
So how has Oakland impacted your life?
How has Oakland impacted my life? Well, Oakland has created... Oakland is who I am now.
Right.
Daphne.
Right.
Oakland is who I am now.
Yes.
Oakland is who I'm married to, my husband, his family being part of Oakland, them migrating from Louisiana to West Oakland, still have property down there.
Right.
They're gone now, but my husband and I have a connection.
Right.
You know, I have friends and family who I'm still in contact with. My, you know, my memories, my history is Oakland. When I drive down the street, I remember things. I remember Eastmont Mall and all my friends and my sister's older friends. And excuse me, even you always had a smile on your face.
Right.
And your friends, I still remember all that.
Right.
Yeah, Oakland is who I am.
Yeah. Right. I agree
this
with
interest,
you.
This interview is very interesting because when I think about it, Oakland
it's
is
made
who I am.
You are today, the proud woman that you are, the good mother that you are, the community activist that you are. Okay, so what do you love most about the community, and what one thing would you change about Oakland?
What do I love most about my community? Can you stop playing shoes? I would say the uniqueness of longevity of families.
We do still have a lot of old families here that are here maintaining their property. It's been passed down.
I'm seeing a lot of that as I walk my dog in my neighborhood.
Right.
When I talk, when I'm always getting to know my neighbors. My neighbors. I always say hello and talk
good.
To people.
It's good to get to know your
It's
neighbor.
Very
we lost
important.
That
yeah.
Time, so it's good.
Yeah, I always talk to my neighbors and to hear, oh, yes, my parents, I lived here. They will tell me, I lived here. You know, I went to such and such school and my parents passed away and they left the house to me. Legacy is important.
It's very important.
So when we talk about Oakland, the uniqueness of Oakland, let's talk about legacy.
Yes.
Legacy is very important. Legacy to your family, to the kids that are coming, the kids are growing up. And what would I like to see differently about Oakland? I would like to see Oakland and their school systems improve upon themselves. I always feel like that the playing field should be equal. And my daughter wants to add something.
Yes.
I would like to see Oakland positive in the media, too, because people think Oakland's a bad place, but it's a beautiful place to live. And it's not as bad as people think it is.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, even someone 13, 14 realizes that Oakland is negatively played out in the
media.
Yes,
well, let's say this for let's now that you say that though, Daphne, I always feel like it was a conspiracy to make Oakland seem as so bad. But in all, Oakland is a beautiful place. And did they want to keep it a secret?
Right. Right.
And so now, even when I was looking differently today, reading Davey D's post about something in the Bronx, how they put up a mural to make people think that as they cross the transit system or something, or commuting the bridge, they try to put in people's mind a different, that something else was going on in the city, happy right. faces and all that, when mm-hmm. that really wasn't. It was a lot of despair. Mm-hmm. So now they say, they named the place a different place, and they're going to have this and that, all the things that people that have money would want to come and buy right. now. So, you know, it's kind of like, too, gentrification. When we have our new neighbors moving in, mm-hmm. and they see you, a person of color, mm-hmm. and they act as if they don't want to speak to you because of their negative perception of what the media has presented right. in their minds, because that's brainwashing as well.
But they decided right. to live.
Yeah, they did. But they, when you don't, you can't, what you don't know will hurt mm-hmm. you.
Right.
It makes you feel awkward when you see people. It makes you feel awkward when you see people across the street. Because you know, some, like, the new neighbors sometimes, because you know they're going to judge you in some sort of way. And I'm outside in my pajamas. No, they could judge you. And then judge you.
Okay, so going back to that, it's called having pride and knowing who you are.
Right.
And even this morning, there's a young couple. They passed our house a few times. My mm-hmm. kids and I are getting out the car or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they never even spoke. So today when I was outside in front of my house and I went to my car and they were coming back and I waited for them. I waited to see if they would speak to me. And they didn't. Mm. And I said, good morning.
Good.
I said, you pass by all the time and you never say hello. Did you guys move into the neighborhood? Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah. So, you know, I said, where do you live? And they said, I said, well, you know, we're neighborly.
Right. Hello. Good for you.
Yeah, because you know what? You have to, sometimes you have to be the, you have to initiate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You have to initiate right. that positive vibe.
Right.
Or how Oprah said the other day. I got to see Oprah the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said to be your best intention.
Okay.
To be the best of your intentions.
Right.
And be responsible for your cause and effect mm-hmm. of your actions.
Right.
You know, so, you know, your actions mean that you want to continue that lively, neighborly vibe instead of that divide. Right. Get to know your neighbors.
Yes.
You know, because too,
right.
really, mm-hmm. too, when we're talking about reversal white flight, mm-hmm. when my mother and I moved into Maxwell Park, there were a lot of white people left and we were the newbies.
Right, right.
And people didn't treat us that way.
Right.
I still remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was much younger then, I didn't know what was going on.
No.
Right. But I do remember moving into Maxwell Park and how quiet and beautiful it was.
Right.
Because we moved from 85th Avenue, just okay. down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a difference.
Right.
You know, right. and I didn't even understand it back then.
Right.
But now, mm-hmm. I do. So, you know, it's the same reverse thing. But we were welcomed in that neighborhood.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's interesting.
So what is your hope for the future, and do you think you'll be living in Oakland for the next 10, 15, 20 years? Is your home, your permanent home, earthly home?
Oakland will always be my home.
Okay. Yes.
Legacy.
Right. Right.
Legacy.
Right. So probably if you moved out, you would maintain your home. Just...
Oh, we're going to have our home.
Right.
I'm already talking to my children mm-hmm. now about being educated.
Right.
And being able to pay the taxes.
Right.
And being able to be responsible to take on our property.
Right. Good.
It's called legacy.
Good.
Good. Interesting, mm-hmm. Daphne, how powerful the word legacy is.
Right.
And how it's really starting to mean a lot to me.
Right.
Legacy.
You know, I go to Paradise Baptist Church. I don't know if you know where that is.
Yes.
Anyway, the one of the neighbors, the home, one of the homes right next door to our church, they lost it. I met the owner, and she moved here from Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas, I think she said in the 40s. And she's had the home since the 50s. And she let her son, she's, you know, much older, she's in her 90s. and she couldn't stay by herself, so she moved in with her daughter and let her son stay in the home, and he lost it. She thought he was paying the taxes and all, and he wasn't, and they lost it.
And that's a shame.
It's a shame. I felt so bad.
Mm-hmm. And that's called, you know what that is? That's called education.
Exactly.
And when we talk about financial literacy.
Right.
And this is another great thing. I have to give a plug to EOYDC.
Mm-hmm.
Just even talking to our youth now. They were talking about financial and teaching them about.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, great.
About net worth.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay. Because it's important for them to know.
Right.
It's not about your Jordans and all the material
right.
things. And there's nothing wrong with Jordans.
Right.
If you can afford it.
Right.
And what I mean by to afford it, that doesn't mean the minimum to afford.
Exactly.
That means you have every you have money in the bank and
right.
everything else.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's very sad. And it's sad about Oakland when they had a lot.
Adults need to attend that, those classes.
Yeah. You know what, Tila? Like I tell my kids, all the materialism for us as African Americans and people of color,
right.
that goes back to that psychological change of slavery,
right.
where we saw our masters having everything.
And
so
we
now
didn't.
We feel we got to fulfill that emptiness.
Right.
Well, that's not real,
right.
you know.
Right.
You're hurting yourself, and so too, when a lot of kids don't have a lot at home. First of all, we shouldn't look down on them for
right,
that because you
absolutely.
Know what, this is making you feel whole.
Right.
But on the same sense, you need to be educated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make them rich. Make
right.
yourself rich.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Right. Right. So, did you bring any photos with you by any chance?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. So.
I'm going to have to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That I do, that I get them to Nia.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I have to.
Yes.
I have to ponder.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, let's sum up Oakland. What does Oakland mean to you?
What does Oakland mean to me? Oakland means beauty, family, friends, access to all that Oakland has to offer.
Right.
And what I mean by that is not always about what things cost.
Right.
We have the best parks here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the best regional parks.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much to offer our
right.
children.
Right.
And what I mean by that is activities and just so much to do and see, the cultural diversity,
right.
ethnicities, kids being able to learn from all other ethnicities.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marissa. So good seeing you, too.